I got a text message from Zim in one of my classes to meet in her office, which is also her dorm room. When I arrived, I saw the snow leopard I defeated during basic come out of her room. He smiled at me and left. I approached the door. Ma'am, Cadet Draper reports.
Ah, good. Please, sit.
Zim searched her desk for a couple of papers she obviously had prepared for this.
Draper, each year we lose about half our assistant squadron leaders due to them graduating. Those spots need to be filled. Each squadron lieutenant is allowed to make 2 recommendations to fill the ranks. I want you to apply.
Me? Begging your pardon, ma'am, but I almost quit during basic.
Yes, I know. Draper, do you realize that within 5 minutes of the old man talking to you, I got called into his tent?
I did get that impression, ma'am. He told me he was going to tell you to be as hard on me as possible.
Oh, he did. But before that, he dressed me down. But good.
Zim, why was Draper just in here ready to resign? You're supposed to keep them going.
Well, obviously I reminded him that we couldn't hang on to them all.
Not Draper. He just needs a kick in the pants. I know him. I know his father. I know his grandfather. I know what they're capable of if you just motivate them right. I'm not supposed to show favoritism, but damn it, I owe his father.
Yeah, he told me about that.
Honestly, Draper, I thought you would quit if I were harder on you, but you surprised me. It was like you were just waiting to be really challenged. And did you ever respond?
Well, ma'am, I'm still not the fastest or the strongest or...
That's meaningless for a squadron leader. The key point is leadership. You went from being the most likely to quit to the winner of the self-defense tourney. You saved the life of a fellow cadet without even thinking about it. Have you any idea the heads you turned in the squadron with that?
Yes, ma'am, I have an idea.
You also don't see how the others look up to you. Not for your strength or your skill or your smarts, but because you care, Draper. You show honest concern for your fellow cadets. That's what a squadron leader needs more than anything else. So will you apply? It would mean you stay here over the summer, first for training, then in dealing with the new dualies. As a second year, you obviously would be dealing with the first years. We'll teach you everything you need to know how to handle them, especially when they get too rowdy.
Like when I tried to punch you, ma'am? She smiled.
Draper, some cadets can sneak up on you when you don't expect it. But as soon as you said, "That tears it," I knew what was coming and was ready, which is how I got the drop on you.
Wow. And you can teach that? You know, knocking someone out without breaking anything.
Me or one of the other instructors. Don't worry, Draper. You'll do fine.
If you think I will, ma'am.
I'd be very disappointed if you didn't. Take these to the administration building, room 103. Everything is all filled out. All it needs is your signature. Dismissed.
I took the papers, stood, saluted, and left. The administration building was very close to the faculty and squadron leader dorms. Room 103 was on the first floor and basically a place for submitting all kinds of forms and reports. They made sure they got to the correct people. As soon as I entered, there was the snow leopard again. He obviously was the other in the squadron Zim recommended. As he turned to leave, he saw me, smiled, and winked, and then left. I signed the form in front of the clerk there and turned it in.
You should hear back by the end of the week.
Well, it wasn't 2 days later when I found a letter in my mailbox, obviously a local delivery. No stamp, just Cadet Dipper Draper on the outside. I'd been accepted. The rest detailed when training would begin, obviously after finals and graduation. I was excited to let Emily know the good news that I would be there all summer.
It was Friday, our usual night out. We decided to go back to Cinderella Liberty, because he was in the mood to dance, even though he claims he can't. But my heart wasn't in it. It was May, and soon he'd be flying home for the summer, leaving me here alone. I made up my mind that I had to tell him, make it easier on both of us by making it official. We had our usual goodnight kiss around 11:30, giving him plenty of time to get back to the academy before the midnight curfew. Well, I guess you'll be flying home soon.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. I just found out this week. I've been accepted as an assistant squadron leader. I'll be here all summer. Well, except for the 6 weeks of basic, that is. But this means I won't be going home.
Oh, if only that made this easier. I began to cry.
Emily? What's wrong?
I think we shouldn't see each other anymore.
What? What? Why?
Dipper, ever since I came here a year ago, I've been living by myself, alone in this apartment. It gets disheartening. Why do you think I invited my brother to stay for a while? I was ready to quit my job and go home from the loneliness. And then I met you. And suddenly, I didn't feel alone anymore. For months, I've been inviting you into my apartment. Nothing had to happen, but we could just talk until I got sleepy. But you refused. Every time. Oh, you've told me the reasons, repeatedly. But after a while, it sounded more like an excuse. All I could figure is that you weren't really in love with me. So, I've decided. Once the cadets go home for the summer, I'm going back home to England. I just can't bear being alone anymore. Just spare me the pain and go. Dipper's reaction was immediate. First, his face went from confusion to horror. He then fumbled in his pockets for something. He found it and dropped it in his panic. A small box. He bent down to pick it up, but stayed down on one knee. He then fumbled to get the box open to reveal a ring. In his trembling paws, holding on to it for dear life lest he drop it again, he offered the ring to me. A look of pleading and fear on his face. All without saying a single word. I covered my mouth in shock, tears streaming down my face. I got down on my knees and took the ring from his trembling hands and whispered, "Yes, yes, 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 yes." I then threw my arms around him and kissed him hard.
"I'm so sorry. I should have told you I was deeply, madly in love with you. I made a promise I would never let go of you. I've been carrying that ring in my pocket for weeks. I should have given it to you ages ago, but I was scared you would think it was too soon. But just now, when I thought I was going to lose you, I realized I was almost too late."
"No need to explain. I'm yours, and you're mine now."
"Lady, are you crying? Do the tears belong to me? Did you think our time together was all gone? Lady, you've been dreaming. I'm as close as I can be. And I swear to you, our time has just begun. Close your eyes and rest your weary mind. I promise I will stay happy. Do you feel the way I do? Are there meanings that you've never seen before? Lady, my sweet lady, I just can't believe it's true. And it's like I've never ever loved before. Close your eyes and rest your weary mind. I promise I will stay was all gone. Lady, my sweet lady, I'm as close as I can be, and I swear to you, our time has just begun.
The academy or not?
I waved him off. Dipper was not going anywhere tonight.
Yes! Dipper, you lucky dog! Yes!
I stood and pulled Dipper to his feet. We entered my apartment together.